feeling stressed? Supercharge your mood and let go of your anxieties with Clarins new Rise and Shine wellness treatment. Clarins are experts in skincare and always have been. They also offer luxurious facials and body massages in their skin spas. Their new wellness treatments are perfect for when you need a moment of me time. Rise and Shine includes a stimulating body massage and a reviving facial with plant-powered products. Book online today at clarins.co.uk/skinspa. Clarins, it's all about you.
Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney. Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Anna, God, I love that banana.
Anderson.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor. Ava Nagila Weber.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Savannah, it's my birthday month, Cookcroft, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Brofs. I'm Ronnie Karam, and over there's Ben Mandelker. Can you believe it, everybody? Ben, why don't you tell everybody what's going on?
Next month in New York City, we're doing two shows. The second one on Friday night, the 12th, is sold out, I'm sorry to say. But we still actually have some tickets left on our Thursday night show. So if you're in New York City or the tri-state area or really anywhere in the entire world, come see us. Go to watchcrappens.com and get tickets for that New York show before it sells out. Because guess what? Our shit has been selling out lately. We sold out our Dallas show. We sold out our Charleston show. We sold out that other New York show. So hop on these tickets while you can get them because they're becoming a hot commodity. And guess what? If you live in Seattle, we're doing a show in November. And guess what? If you are in Tennessee, we are doing a show in Nashville in December. So lots of fun stuff. And we're going to have more shows to announce soon enough. But we are loving doing these live shows. We are loving going to these cities and meeting the fans and talking all this shit about Bravo with everyone. It is a joy. And if you haven't come, you should come. Don't be afraid about going solo. You'll make friends. Just go to watchercrappens.com to buy your tickets. And hey, while you're there, you might as well pick up a Hey Batch t-shirt, which Ronnie made when they're lovely. Ronnie is becoming your own little fashionista, designing all these t-shirts for everyone. So, yeah, you guys, just do it. It's fun.
Yeah, guys. Come on, guys. Do it.
Yeah, it really is fun. I'm like, it's sincere, guys.
Well, here we are. Here we are with a little Shaws of Sunset, everybody.
Something that's also fun. Shaw's of Sunset. I'm gonna wager to say I don't even know what season it is in now. Struggling a little bit, I think. Struggling, like maybe needs to find its voice again. I don't know.
Its voice needs to yell. Okay, that's what its voice needs to do. It's got a voice, but right now it's like, I'm very getting a longy voicey voice.
Yeah, who'd have thought Asa leaving would sort of neuter the entire show? I was not expecting that.
Yeah, what the hell? And we can blame it on that. And I stand by you, Asa, and your caftans, and your crazy performance art. I miss it. Yeah. Come back.
I know. Asa, with your surprisingly beautiful caftans, because Annabelle DeSisto wore one. What did she wear? I think she wore it to Countess and Friends, right? And it looked gorgeous.
Yes. So, yeah, get back to us.
Oh, no, she wore it to our crappies. Sorry, she wore it to the crappies.
But sometimes, you know, this show goes up. It's one of those that goes up and down. Sometimes it's the best thing ever, and sometimes it's frustrating as L.A. traffic, which is how we open. It's just a shot of, like, cars sitting on a freeway. And I was like, that's a very good way to explain how I feel right now watching this.
Yeah, and also, I have to correct you, Ronnie. Last week, you were really annoyed that there was a shot. The opening credits has Nima standing in front of a chalkboard doing like a Beautiful Mind kind of math. So this time I'm like, I want to watch that math. And he wasn't doing math. He was like making a flow chart for like projects and like, you know.
Oh, I thought it was like E equals MC squared to the power of something else of mathy math math.
No, he's just doing, like, we're working ways to get eyeballs onto your product. We're going to have the brand. We're just going to explode it. We're going to find that, like, market synergy and just, like, really open it up. We're going to open the kimono on basically what this entire flow is of, you know, systems and markets. And we're going to build, you know, an infrastructure here for your brand to really get eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm a brand guy. I'm just, you know, I'm a media guy. It's a brand. Apple, Ford, Sour Patch.
Did Dorinda join the business?
He's got some of Dorinda spit mouth, and I'm trying to figure out how to introduce it in the right dose. Okay, it's going to take me a second. You guys can all just calm the fuck down. I'll get there.
I feel like his spit mouth is more in the front of his mouth,
as opposed to
the back here. But he's more of like more in the front of his mouth. Yeah.
But since I'm already gay, when I start doing a voice like that, people think I'm doing a gay thing. I'm not really trying to do a gay thing. I think it's like a mix of Bobby from Below Deck and Colton.
Well, we
from
have
the
a
Bachelor.
Problem. As we say before, we have like a few sort of spectrums of voices, and anything that's like in between a spectrum just can't last very long before it just joins like the Kristen spectrum, which is the the like. That's kind of our main spectrum, actually. Like, we have others, but that's our main spectrum.
The Kristen spectrum?
Yeah, it's like Megan King Edmonds, Kristen, Leanne Locken sort of on there a little bit.
No, how dare you?
Because Leanne Locken, like, Kristen's like, seriously? Seriously? And Leanne Locken's like, seriously? Seriously? She's just sort of like on one part of it, like a more southern, you know. And then we have like the Craig spectrum, which is like, and then Tom Sandoval's like, dude. And Craig is like, dude. So
there you go. And this is our Dorinda spectrum. This is our Dorinda Bobby spectrum, okay?
Yeah.
You're all going to survive this, jerks.
Little peek behind the curtain. Anyway, so this episode opens up with Gigi showing up at a jewelry shop where there's a jeweler named Aida. And she's like looking at Gigi's wedding ring from Shalom, and she's like, oh wow, beautiful ring, big shape.
I just wrote Mike's mom is a jeweler now.
I know.
So Gigi's like, part of me wants to reset it and make it look not so engagement-y. You know, Gigi's just always cracking up at herself, like her mouth opens wide enough to take in like a squirrel, like really wide. And she's just always cracking herself up. So Gigi's like, you know how hard it is to be married when you're not ready? And I'm just waiting for everybody out there to really feel something for Gigi right now.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm watching Game of Thrones. I am actually very, very well aware of what that's like. So
Sherman's like, that's what I tell my mom. Yeah. Like, mom, you know what? Like, getting married right away is not really what I need.
The Sandoval spectrum.
Yeah, yeah. Sherman is full on Sandoval. First of all, he shows up in a Ferrari. Sherman, why are you doing this to me? Like, I love you, Sherman. You're my favorite on this show. And you are just, you can't stop doing douchey things. Like, please, you don't show up, just show up in like a Lexus or something. Like, you can flaunt your wealth, but like the Ferrari thing, the giant construction vehicle you've been showing up in lately, like, we don't need this. The man bun, just be the Sherv that we know and love. Be muscly and Shervy. That's all we want.
Well, hasn't he always been like this?
Yeah, but it's gotten bad lately. He never had the man bun before, except I think last season it started to show up. I mean, he's had this, but like, it's really bad lately. And I just, I want Shervin. I want him to lead with his heart and not his Ferrari.
So Gigi's like, well, I'm back on the single train. Choo-choo, bitch!
In other news, a train has derailed somewhere in Gigi land. No survivors.
So one thing I've always heard is don't let Aido walk to the back with your ring, okay? Because they will change out the ring and then be like, this is fake. But I guess they can trust Aida because she's like, I called my people. You want to know how much it is? And Gigi's like, I hope it's not as fake as his ass is.
That was a good one, Gigi. That was good. Go, NASA. That was good. That's Shervin's way of laughing out loud. That was funny. That was really good.
That was, he's just like,
I'm starting to turn him into Toya. And... what I should have did, Gigi.
It is $165,000, that ring. Now, I don't buy this for one second.
Neither do I. It's too expensive
for me. This is bullshit. Yeah, Shalom did not spend that much money. He didn't even have that much money. How could he have spent this much money? And didn't he go get this ring at one of the Shah's friends' places in New York? Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like the Shah's version of Kyle Chan, like the jeweler of Shah, of Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, so I'm not buying this. Yeah. But Shervin's like, what? He didn't get it out of the Cracker Jack box, Jeej.
Jeej.
And Aida says, don't give it back. That's what I say.
Classic Aida. Am I right, everyone? Classic like, Aida.
That's why the queen says, kiss the ring. Or is that the Pope? Oh,
classic Jeej.
And then Sherv gets a hooker joke in there. He's like, okay, she's got a breakfast at Tiffany's tomorrow.
Still haven't seen it. I'm sorry. I don't get the reference.
It's a hooker story. It's a hooker story. Okay. That's all you need to know.
That's okay. So now we go to MJ and Tommy showing up at couples therapy. They I didn't get cash the therapist's name, but she's just sort of like this. She's this homely woman, which doesn't really bear anything
rude.
On anything.
God, that's
I want to paint the scene. She's homely. She's a homely therapist. And she has a poster up that says kindness changes everything. I'm like, bitch, you are on the wrong show. There is no such thing as kindness on Shaw's of Sunset.
Yeah, it changes nothing on this show, that's for damn sure. Yeah. Her name, by the way, for anybody wondering, is Nazila Amighi, couples therapist. So MJ and Tommy come in. Now we're at that point in our relationship with Tommy where he's just stopped pretending and he's just gonna be whoever the fuck he wants to be. You know, it's like he forgot who he was friended to be like... before.
He's just getting through life Whopper Jr. by Whopper Jr., you know? Like, everything is like, what happens in between my Burger King trips, okay?
MJ tells us, when me and Tommy disagree, I feel powerless and empty. What tools do I need? My toolbox is empty.
Oh, MJ, why do you not have tools in your toolbox?
I'm champion like... toolbox, Gary.
Vita just probably went in the middle of the night, found her toolbox, and emptied it out into the garden. Yeah, no, she'd find out. But, so MJ basically doesn't like when Tommy yells, because he's always yelling. And she's like, you know, like, going to therapy, it's like, you know, when you go there, like, you know, when you go to the doctor, you have to, like, give a urine sample, and then they're going to diagnose you, because they can figure everything out from a urine sample, and that's basically what I'm doing. I'm like... So your emotional experience is basically a urine sample.
Yeah, we're like, what a weird analogy. And then we cut back and Tommy's peeing in a plant. It's like, oh, okay.
I get it now. Yeah. I get it.
So she tells the doctor, I want him to feel loved and adored, but he yells a lot when he communicates. And I would rather have a calm conversation so the entire street doesn't hear us. And then Tommy, now this is a point in therapy where you try and manipulate the therapist. And you're like, I don't know what she's talking about. But of course, Tommy's like, she's just like a mother yelling, picking. I can only handle so fucking much of this shit. Whoa.
Yeah, basically he's like, no, when she asks me to do something, I do it. But you know, if I don't do it exactly when she wants me to do it, it's like World War III. Yeah, I can't deal with it. Go Mets!
Well, there is this thing called assertive communication. For example, when there are clothes on the floor, And she's like, yeah, I want positive. I don't want to make him upset. It's like, jeez. She's like, that would upset me if there were clothes on the floor. He's like, oh, God damn it. I picked the clothes up. She tells me, jump, I jump. Pick the clothes up. I pick the clothes up.
But you know what? I still love you, babe. I love you. It's you and me till it's dirt, okay? You and me till they cover us with dirt. We're just like a big pile of dirt with more dirt on. I just want to be dirt with you.
You're already covered in dirt. Both of you. Wash your feet.
So now we go to Reza's condo, where like Reza's like sitting down, like, I'm gonna sit down and have a relaxing moment. And hey, bitch, stop trying to pee on my carpet. Because like Miss Moo is like about to pee everywhere, and Reza's like, that blind bitch is going to go to a brand suit for cat to learn where the bathroom is. Bitch gotta find where to pee. Like, motherfuckers be like, I'm gonna pee on this carpet. I'm like, bitch, you can't pee there. That's like so Persian cat to be like, I want to pee in the toilet. And white cats are like, I'm gonna pee on the carpet. Am I right? Am I right?
And he always does things like he's blaming Adam for it. He's like, honey, she was about to pee right there again.
I would blame Adam for it. Because Adam's probably like, no, we can't give her a litter box because she needs to feel like she can pee wherever she wants. She can't feel isolated in a litter box.
I don't want her to feel like she's litter. And when you give somebody a litter box, you're telling them to go in there. And I don't want her to feel bad. Okay? Would we do that to one of our babies? When are we having babies?
So Reza's like, so this is the most awkward dinner ever. They're just like, you can hear their mouth noises.
Yeah.
And Reza's like, so what's up with your conversion? And Adam's like, well, coming this Thursday, I'm a Jew. Okay? Coming. Thursday. Adam's Jewish. Okay? Get your tickets.
And Reza's just like, that's great. I'm like, excuse me, he is literally, like, converting religions for you. And you're like, oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. High fives. High Jewish fives.
Now Adam was like, just because Reza's half a Jew, that's not the reason why I wanted to convert to Judaism. And then they show where they're talking to the rabbi, and he's like, no, I don't have to be Jewish to raise my kid Judaism, right?
The guy's like, Jewish.
Yeah. He's like, you don't have to, but it makes it more complete and everything. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then Adam's like, He's like, so when is the baby going to come? When are we going to do that? And Reza's like, well, that's up to you. You decide when you're ready to pay for it, okay? Because you only make 9-to-5 money, whereas I make big boy money, okay? So
he's such an asshole. This guy really is such a prick. And then Adam is just doing everything he can to, like, skirt these rules. Not skirt them, but, you know, like, stay within the lines. He's like,
I'm meeting my Jewish goal, just like I'm motivated to meet my baby goal. It's like, oh, God. So
yeah.
It's like Reza's throwing him through all these hoops.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to have a baby, dude.
Yeah, exactly. He does not want to have – and you know what? He had said that all along. But, like, the thing is that, like, Reza is an asshole. And he's manipulative and he's passive-aggressive. And this whole thing where he basically spent all this money so that he wouldn't have to pay his half of the – of the baby just yet, and therefore to delay it, is like really, it's like that's some shifty ass stuff. But Adam is also, he is like pestering and like nagging and all that. So they're both kind of creating a toxic environment about all this stuff, because Adam, who later on is like, I don't pressure you, like you are literally converting to Judaism for the baby. That is inherently a major, major pressure onto Reza.
Well, I mean, I guess. I just, these two, I just don't ever want this in my life. You know what I mean?
No.
It just makes me feel like, no. Like, if I married some dude and he is like, well, save up for your part of the baby, and then we'll talk about it. So fuck you. You better pay for my baby. You better pay for my baby over Reza Gold.
Well, I mean,
shampoo is called.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, like, would you, I mean... Listen, like, Reza doesn't want a baby. He's made it clear he doesn't really want the baby. And now you want Reza to pay for the whole thing? It's like, I don't know. I think Reza's entitled to say, he's like, okay, I'll pay for half and you pay for half. I think that's fair. Although really, if you're
plan.
Although technically, I feel like once you're in a marriage, it should be sort of like
it's
a blended
your money.
Bank
it's
account.
Both of your
it's
money.
Like, Yeah, and you do, like, you help out. I do say that, like, when you're in a relationship, like a good relationship, like, if you're earning more money than your partner, but you have a common goal, it's like, it is. It's like common family money, so it's...
Yeah, this isn't just dating. They're married, so it's whatever. True. But, you know, Adam's a huge pussy, so... And he also has a neck beard, so I don't know who's on him on. So he's like, teamwork makes the dream work when it comes to baby. Yeah. But Adam needs to afford the dream work. That's a huge studio. So Reza's like, well, I might be 50 by the time he can afford a baby, but I won't look it, though, because I have shampoo with champagne.
And worst case scenario, if things get really ever bad, I can always pawn off my $15,000 emerald, which is completely flawless.
Then so, the cat jumps up on the table and he goes, you've got a lot of nerve, bitch.
Bitch be like, I'm on the table now. That's so Persian. So now we go over to Doc Weiler State Park or beach or whatever. And we see Shervin's like giant Jeep arrive and like a little like rope ladder flings out from the side door and like Gigi comes out and rappels down to the ground on a rope.
So they're there because they have to jump over these fires because of this New Year thing, right? So
it's
she tells us this story that in the 70s, her mom and dad were the first people in Marina Del Rey, which I'm sure she meant Persians, to jump over a fire. Like, she's like, they're the first in Marina Del Rey. And I just like to think of Gigi's people like coming in and settling Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, exactly. And then basically, I forgot what the name of this sort of ceremony is or part of the Nauru's thing it is, but... You know, her parents would invite people. They made a fire pit on the beach, and her parents would invite people. And every year, it was more and more Persians, to the point where they redesigned and rezoned the beach to have fire pits. And she's like, "It's just amazing. Like, it's just so great seeing like what my parents did." And I'm like, "That's a nice story, but why do I feel like it's not true?"
Yeah, this is bullshit. I feel like this is total bullshit too.
You guys are like pioneers in fire pits. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like in the 70s, if there were Persians starting fire pits and jumping them over at the beach, they would have been in jail. I don't think they would have made like a...
Yeah, I feel like they probably...
We've come
like,
a long way, haven't we, Iran?
She's like, and because of my family, we have now filled in all the potholes on the street. Like, well, all the potholes have not been filled in. And no, I think that was just a general, like, civil engineering sort of situation.
Her parents tell the same stories about her. Our daughter was the first Persian ever to try and stab her sister in the face in America. So Nima arrives and he's like, Wow, I've never jumped over a fire. This is crazy. Is there somewhere for me to wipe my feet?
This is crazy. Growing up, my parents wouldn't let me touch sand. They wanted me to be as far away from sand as possible, but now I can walk in sand. So this is just like, I feel like I'm gaining a lot of new brothers and sisters. And look, there's a crab. I love crabs.
Yeah. And he's really trying to like milk this whole Persian thing now.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you know, you come here and yeah, you've got brothers and sisters, but people think that we're not close to our history, but we are. I'm like, okay, Strug, calm down over there.
It's really cool to see Gigi with her family because it's basically, I get to see a whole new side of her, and it's really good. And plus, I also, I have to make a good impression with her family because, you know, if her family doesn't like you, you're dead in the water. I'm like, they approve of Shalom, so I think it's smooth sailing. Okay, you could be like a snail, and you'll be okay.
You'll know when they give you a bulletproof vest that you've been accepted into the family, okay?
I think they're just happy for anyone to to marry their daughter at this point.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike gives us our history lesson. He's like, I brought Morgan because she's half Persian and Muslim. And, you know, I'm here because it's a national holiday for our culture, not our religion. So I can still jump over the fire, okay? This dates back before Judaism and Christianity.
You know, what's great about this holiday is it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Persian or Islamic, like, you can still show up with a girl who looks like an American Doll play style and no one will judge you.
So back at Reza's new house, the cops are there. And I was like, oh, God, what did the cat do now? The cat just finally got sick of Reza's shit and, like, scratched his face off or something. But no, it's just a bunch of boxes from Gilt that have been opened.
Yeah.
And I love that he shops only at Gilt when he's married to Adam.
Yeah, I'm like, take He's like, all my favorite keepsakes and most precious things from Palm Springs have been robbed. I'm like, it's a sign. It's like, I'm sorry that your golden tchotchke candelabra was stolen. I think it's probably worse for the robber who's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna buy that car and I'm gonna sell all this shit I just robbed. Oh, it was worth 45 cents. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry your Benihana, you know, collection of keepsake cups were stolen, but you'll survive this.
Yeah, exactly.
And the rest, of course, is so dramatic. He's like, I cannot describe how weird it is to walk into your own property and to know someone was treating it like a store. It can't be happening. It can't be real.
It actually does suck. It actually really, really sucks.
It does, but he's acting like he's on like a Lifetime movie, you know? It can't be real. I have been violated. I was like, lock your garage.
Yeah. Yeah. Get a security. If you're going to put all that stuff in there, get a security camera.
But I like even the robbers were like, ah, fuck most of this stuff.
They're like, I don't know how, like, they're like, it's a box full of brooches. What are we supposed to do with this? I'm looking for an Xbox.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a crap.
Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto renew, terms apply.
Happens commercial.
Back to the beach. And everyone is like jumping over the fire and stuff. And Mike's like, I'm going to put all my self-anger into the fire and like all the disappointments from my mother and, you know, all my baby shoes in the fire. And I'm just going to jump over it right now. So he just like jumps over it.
Oh, yeah. Mike, who's just selfless, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you know, I just want to stop being so hard on myself. Could you name one time, please, where you've ever been hard on yourself or blamed yourself for anything?
Morgan, I'm surprised Morgan didn't just like explode into like a column of flames. Just like everything on her, like her hair, her everything just like lights up. Yeah. But she makes it over okay. She just seems very flammable. She just reads as flammable. That's what I'm
she
saying.
She really does. She reads like, do not get this too close to the stove.
Yeah. Yeah, she just, I feel like she is made of like scary chemicals.
Yeah, and then Nima, of course, the men on this show, seriously, they're some of the worst on Bravo, and that's saying something. Nima gets up there and he's like, I have to learn to accept that certain relationships have run their course. Fuck you! So now you're on national TV embarrassing that bitch again.
Yeah, exactly. Ass. Exactly. and then Gigi like puts her marriage license in the fire. She's like, it is officially over. I mean, I'm not forgetting my time with that person. I'm just saying I'm ready to move on. I'm like, so are we. Do we have to keep talking about this?
Yeah, just one more montage of him threatening to murder cameramen. That would be fun.
It's like, remember last season when interesting things were happening? Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, she's keeping the ring, which you go, girl.
Yeah. No, she should. Yeah. I mean, what? I mean, you're going to take it to Aida and then get rid of that ring? Even Aida says keep it, so, you know.
Yeah. So next up, Nina and Mona arrive someplace else. Oh, I guess at the...
It's like Gigi, Shervin, Destiny, and Nima go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Destiny had some moment at the fire pit, but it was like, whatever. So, they go to a restaurant, and it's kind of funny because... There was clearly like a DJ set up there and he had like a laser disco ball. So this entire scene, they had like lasers on their face.
That's
but production
so Persian restaurant, by the way, also Russian. The Russian restaurant by my house does that all the time. It's like, can we eat? There's no DJ. There's no setup. It's just those laser stars in your face.
Exactly. And production clearly told the DJ, you can't play music while they're eating because we have to shoot this scene. So they just had like flashing laser lights, but no music. It's just awkward.
I think that's just how it is. I'll bet you anything it's like that all the time, because that's how the Russian restaurant is. I feel like I'm a cat that they're just trying to fuck with at all times.
Or an airplane. And then Destiny is like, I mean, everyone knows, every good Persian knows the best food is at someone's house. But there's also nothing better than going to a restaurant and they have that great Persian food and like you're all eating it and they serve you food. I'm like, yeah, that's how restaurants work.
Well, you don't get disco lights as you eat at home. So
that's true. You don't get retina damage at home.
So
unless you're with Miss Moo.
They all start talking and she's like, I've been dealing with things really heavy on my chest because my father wasn't around. So as a woman, I need closure. Okay. This is the second show this week with this storyline. I need it done. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the storyline. I've had it.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough. So, yes, she's just trying to, like, wedge in some sort of storyline here. She needs closure about her dad. I mean, obviously, like, her backstory is, like, super sad, but it's like, they're all like, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. My dad's missing. It's like, oh,
and
great.
Nima's like, well, we're all a product of immigrants who were cut off. We all have this bond, and I feel that pain right here. And he puts his hands, like, right under his chest cage or his rib cage, like right here.
The only way that I could ever get over this pain is if I just give in to my desires and finally have sex with my sister. And I think today is gonna be the day that I do it.
And Destiny's like, I hired a PI. And then they show a clip of them talking to Monique Private Eye. And she's like, I appreciate the info you gave me. I get back to you soon. I was like, this is Vita. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, can we please just watch Monique? I just want cameras to follow Monique, PI to Destiny. And that's
I'm in.
Yeah, because you know it's going to be like her putting on mustaches and being like, I'm man. Do you know where Father of Destiny is? I am man. I am man who sells merchants. Like,
now,
what?
We sit now, we take break for ping pong. So Destiny's like, I need to experience this time with my friends, and then they dance.
Yeah, and then Destiny's like,
oh yeah, go ahead.
No, she's just like, dancing is this really fun thing where music plays and you move your body, and that's what dancing's like. It's like, thanks.
So Reza's condo, he's wrapping things in prosciutto.
Yeah,
and as usual, so much food. So this is the Persian New Year thing. And there's all these rules on stuff you have to have around the house. It's like, disobedient cat, whiny neckbeard twink.
A $20,000 throw blanket from Hermes. So he's making something, I'm probably saying it incorrectly because I didn't write it down, but I think it's called the Havzin or something like that, which is kind of like a, as they said, it was like a menorah or a Christmas tree. It's sort of like it's like a presentation, the way, you know, in the holidays you put things out, you know, and this is like for Nowruz, you put out the havzin. I should really look it up before I start calling it havzin. But so it has all these things on it, these sort of symbolic ceremonial things. And apparently one of the things it has are goldfish in like a goblet, and their goldfish already were like, we're not doing this. We're done.
It was probably terrified when Reza bent down and was like, you listen here, bitch.
I'm sorry, I spent the entire goldfish food budget on shampoo.
I was just trying to get the goldfish to go in the litter box.
The goldfish are like, we got sick of Adam asking us for babies, so we just decided to do a joint suicide.
Yeah, Adam asked us for our eggs, so...
So Reza does, like, it was kind of funny because they were doing like a, like, when they were like flushing the goldfish down the toilet, Reza was like, which is, as he said, the prayer for wine. And then he's like, the reason I'm doing the prayer for wine is because bitch doesn't know any other prayers. Like, I actually laughed. I was like, I'm Jewish.
So Gigi's condo is like competing party. Now it's Gigi's party. And her dad's taking pictures. And she's like, my first Nowruz. clowns. So basically she explains this thing again and she's like, everything has to be new at these. So I'm in camel proof new underwear for these tight jeans that are also new. So then Mona and Nima are having their own party with their parents. And Nima's like, I went hog wild and I got everything. And Dad wants to help. God, I feel inherently nervous around my dad. He's an intellectual. And I think he thinks I settled for less. Oh, he really doesn't like. Oh, God. I'm like, oh, God, you're going to have daddy issues, too?
Yeah.
You're boring enough without your daddy issues.
So it's like 9 a.m. And I'm like, gosh, this is really early for a party to start. But we learned that, I guess, with Nowruz, it's basically on, like, Iran time. So, like, if you're in L.A., guess what? You're partying at 9 a.m., which I'm actually, like, I'm fascinated by. Like, I'm sort of into the idea of, like, a breakfast celebration, you know?
Hi, it's called Sunday Fun Day, sucka.
Yeah, that's true. So so MJ and Vita come over to Reza's condo. And then Adam, like, they're coming in and M's like, Martini, so they have a dog, and every time the dog shows up, it says Marty, aka Teeny. And I was like, of course Adam calls him Martini. Like two different
nice
nicknames.
Full name.
You know, of course he's like Martini. I'm like, you have two different nicknames to choose from, Marty or Teeny. And of course you'd say Martini. Of course Adam does that.
Martini Adam Farahan. Down here right now.
Come here, right? Is this how you're going to act once you have a baby brother and baby sister, which will be very soon? Martini.
May I have one of your eggs, please?
He's just trying to get eggs from all the pets now.
Yeah. So Vita starts going up to the half scene. I looked it up. It's haft, H-A-F-T-S-I-N. Haft scene. So Vita is like haft scene inspector general. And she's like, wait, before New Year, let's check. Okay. One... two,
garlic, three. Yes. Apple, yes.
Table, yes.
Neckbeard twink, yes. Five, six, seven, yes. One thing you don't have. Ping pong. Ping pong.
So then...
it's like Vita. Fucking Vita. And Vita's like, very traditional goldfish. And
goldfish.
Reza's like, God, she just had to shit on my half-sea.
Is that how you're going to treat our babies, Reza? Just going to throw them down the toilet like a goldfish? Oh, now you too?
Maybe because you keep doing the prayer for wine is why we can't save up enough money for goldfish.
Maybe because you keep clogging up the toilet with our dead goldfish. We're spending so much on plumbing that we can't afford a child.
So then Mike and Mona arrive. I have to say... oh, whatever. I have to say, I'm really impressed with how Mike is not just a total misogynist. He's also just a total dick to the gay boyfriend as well. I mean, you know, it's nice to see such a broad spectrum.
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah. So they all sit down and everyone's like, so apparently Sue, Mike's mother, is going to be having like an Nowruz party in the evening. And so they're like, so is Morgan going to be at Mike's at Sue's party tonight? And Morgan's like, Michael. So she basically does the martini trick on Mike because she's like, Michael. And he's like, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. Which is so condescending. Like, it is so fucking condescending. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And even Vita is like, but that's friend. That's friend. And he's like, my mom doesn't have friends. Okay. She's going to walk into the lion's den and my mom is a lion.
Listen, Morgan may be composed of like biodegradable parts that will never biodegrade, but she still deserves like respect. And just bring her to your mom's. You're dating her. It's been like a year and a half. You bring her to Nowruz, okay?
Yeah, at least leave her in the car like you did when you met up with your brothers the other day.
It's like, how many candles are going to be at your mom's party? Why are you so afraid to bring Morgan?
They're gonna just start posting flyers of Morgan all over town. People infuriated that somebody's left a Morgan in the car.
That is a very hot day. Stop leaving your Morgans in the car.
They're like, I was watching TV last night and they took a car and they just crashed two Morgans into a wall. No, that's not. Those are crashes.
So Rez is like, speaking of your mother being horrible and mine being wonderful, I bought my wonderful mother an emerald to be set. And so he starts passing it around and Vita goes, color is too bright.
Yeah, it's an emerald that's $15,000 and it's in like a little box Okay, and everyone's looking at it. Everyone's like, ooh, ah. So Adam takes the emerald out of the little box and immediately drops it on the ground. And I guess it probably hit the coffee table or something because a corner of it broke off. Oh my god.
I know. You ruined it. You can't glue an emerald back together. Now it is missing 25% of itself, Adam.
Some of the things you do sometimes just boggle my mind.
Oh no, fuck this guy. He has something before that because Adam says, I'll fix that. And he's like, you can't afford to. Like, fuck you, dude. My god.
It is a fuck you, but at the same time, also, fuck you, Adam. What are you thinking? Like...
Who cares? Like, he was thinking? He's Adam. He was taking it out to be like, oh my god, this is the most beautiful emerald I've ever seen. Look how the light shines. He was taking it out to kiss Reza's ass in front of everybody. And then Reza takes time. You know, I'm sure it wasn't great to have an emerald dropped on the floor. But, you know, do you need to emotionally abuse your husband in front of everybody, as usual?
But you know what? I am not going to argue with you that Reza is a dick and is emotionally abusive. That is a given. I get that. But Adam, of course, he's the one who, like, you make something nice and he breaks it. Like regardless of what you think of Reza, he's still a $15,000 emerald that Adam just broke, okay? And, like, it's like, you know, Adam, like, oh, my God, Gigi scratched me on the neck. It's like, oh, Adam. Like, he's – sometimes Adam
– Gigi did scratch him on the neck.
Yeah, but he acted like he was mauled by a lion, which I guess you can make a case for. But the thing is that, I don't know, sometimes Adam – because it's like – I feel like he whines a lot and he makes all these demands all the time. Like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then, like, he breaks an emerald, you know? This is why we can't have nice things.
No, I'm the reason we can't have nice things. And that's why I will not be on Reza's side, because I am the person to drop the emerald to be like, oh no, that's me. So when you yell at Adam, you're yelling at me, man.
No. And I'm the Reza who is like, I just researched this. I have looked this up. I found the best jeweler. I found the best stone. I put in all this effort and I saved up my money and I made a little emerald. I got an emerald made and it's perfect. And here it is in a box. I'm clearly passing it around to you in a box because that's how I want to pass around. And then you just opened it up and you just broke my emerald, Ronnie. And so now I'm pissed.
Yeah. But you wouldn't yell at me in front of people or treat me like shit in front of people. I would hope.
That's true. I would probably be like, no, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's totally fine.
I would hope not, because I'm the Adam who will break the emerald, but I'm not the Adam who will just sit there and get treated like shit. I will slit Reza. He's lucky to still have eyes in his socket. I'd poke them both out. He talked to me like that in front of friends.
No, well, because I internalize. So I would just be like, no, it's totally fine. Like, it's fine. It's still, it's fine. And I would be livid on the inside. Which, well, you know, we'll come out in strange inside ways. Yeah. Yeah. And then Mike, of course.
Strange ways later.
And then Mike, of course. Mike is the one who's a real jerk here. He's like, next time, if it's in there, it's in there for a reason. Don't open it. It's like, shut up, Mike. next time if you're balding, you're balding for a reason. Don't get implants.
Next time your face is one color, you don't need to buy makeup to make it a different color. Also, aren't you the one who's hit like two separate cars in the past week?
So. Yeah, next time if it's parked, don't drive into it. Hey, next time you're married for a reason, don't cheat on it.
Yeah, Mike's a piece of shit. Like, what an asshole.
Hey, next time you have a commercial real estate license, you have it for a reason, don't go into baby shoe design.
Yeah, abuse your own fucking spouse or your own partner.
Just going right in on him. Just going, an asshole. Like...
I just wrote, Adam needs to run, but he never will. What a pussy, I can't even root for him. That's what my note says.
I don't know. I was definitely fuming when Adam did that.
At least
honestly,
Reza saw this as, at least he saw the karma, because you know God watches Bravo when shit like this happens. Because he's like, I deceived my husband and spent 500 grand and boom, a bitch gets robbed. I get an emerald, I don't tell my husband, and boom, he breaks it. It's Persian New Year, why is the goldfish dead?
The goldfish saw its future. So, yeah, it had made it right.
The goldfish tied a stone around itself.
Yeah. Mike's like, let's leave all the negativity to last year. Last year's all the negativity. I'm like, damn, Reza, you really messed this up, because you should have told Adam about the investment like 20 minutes ago and then be like, oh, well, that was last year. Negativity is over. Can't be mad at him.
Yeah, Mike's just reiterating this over and over again so he can get away without paying for those fucking cars he hit. Oh, sorry, man. That was last year, so.
Yeah, negativity is last year. I jumped over flames, so.
Fix your own cars.
So now we go to Sue's house. It's nighttime. Everyone's showing up. Everyone's bearing gifts. Someone bought Sue a soda stream, which made me laugh for some reason, because you just know she's like, why do I need soda stream? Like, what, I'm too poor to get my own soda? I have to make my own soda now? Some shitty off-brand soda?
Did you notice on their way out when everybody's leaving, they're like, bye, thank you, thank you. Mike tells Adam, good luck later. Say I'm sorry. Asshole!
You know, it's one thing for us to weigh in with our asinine opinions because we're podcasters and we have nothing better to do. But you're actually like, you're just being condescending. Like, you're in that friend group. You're just being condescending within your friend group, and that's not cool. Like,
yeah, that is
we don't,
not your boyfriend. Fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What'd you do if someone went up to you and said, hey, Mike, you know, say sorry to Jessica, you know? You'd be like, no, this is my business. I'm a man. I'm going to handle my own business, you know? Yeah.
Well, actually, they did do that, and that was his reaction. So
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, yeah, so sorry. Back over at Mike's mom's house.
So Vita comes in, and she's like, hello, hello, no new, happy new year, no rules, whatever. I'm going to check your halfsie now. And she just goes right for Sue's halfsie.
Yes, and it's correct. You know, Sue's like, that's right, bitch. I've learned over the years. You're coming over.
And it's so funny because Reza and Mike are sitting, like, right next. Vita's, like, inspecting, and Reza and Mike are sitting, like, right behind her, right there. And they just are laughing. They're like, she only has one mode. And Mike goes, yeah, evil. Which I thought was really funny. And I just love that they just say it right there in front of her face. She's like, oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mikey June. So Gigi's house, Destiny and Shervin and Gigi are all at their party.
Mona.
Who did I say?
You said Destiny and Shervin. I was just filling out the
same.
Scene.
I was like, where are we? But it's still the same thing going on over there now, right?
Yeah. Competing Nauru's parties.
Yeah, so the gay comes out in red tights and does dances for $2 bills and stuff.
Mm-hmm. His Haji Firuz. He's the Santa of Nauru's.
Yes, and this is where Nima's like, oh my god, this culture is so inclusive. Like, we're brothers now. I'm like, god. Nima's that fucking obnoxious busboy who comes and then starts, like, on his first day of work, starts being like, oh my god, we're family. No, we're not, okay?
He just happened
to be scheduled on the same shift. Now, fucking take a bread refill to table 7.
He's the waiter who kneels at your table to take the order, or he's the one who's like, you're like, so what's popular? He's like, oh, well, my personal favorite is this one. I love the cornmeal crusted salmon. That's a delicious one. Another one that's really good is the steak with pepper jack cheese on it. That's really delicious. People like the lobster. I don't know. I don't like lobster, but people say that's good, so I think that's good. I think also the salad with cauliflower and shrimp, that's a good one. You're like, okay, just like, you're not helping. You're just now just listing things.
Yeah. More wait, less talk. Okay. So over at the other house, Mike is asking MJ about the wedding and stuff, and they're talking about her bachelorette party in Vegas, and Vita's like, I am going to chaperone this party. And they're like, oh, hell no. Oh, hey, no.
They're like, we're going to get crunk. She's like, what is this crunk? What is this?
Like, yeah. And they go, do you know what that means? And she says, overdrunk. And he's like, no, it's crazy and drunk together. Like, so she was right. Crazy drunk.
Yeah. And also, right before this, we should mention that the two Nauru's parties FaceTimed each other and, like, ah, happy Nauru's, happy New Year, everything. Like, hey, Mike, where's Morgan? Where's Morgan? Where's Morgan? They're like, called disconnected.
I think it's funny that Destiny said it that way, because she said, Reza, where's the other one? Oh, no. Nima got on there. Is this what you just said? I'm sorry, I was reading.
The party, like, they literally said, where's Morgan? Where's Morgan? And then they just, like, hung up. Mike's party hung up. So then Destiny calls up, and she's like, hey, so Reza, like, where's the other one? Where's the other one? And Reza's like, she's not invited. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Isn't that hilarious?
Well, in my family, my great aunts would refer to my aunt's wife. They were taking care of my aunts until they passed away. And she would always go, where's the other one? Meaning the wife, which is so rude. And it would always crack us up. So I was cracking up. Jesse's like, where's the other one? Where's the other one?
Unfortunately, Morgan couldn't make it tonight because she was at the movie premiere of Annabelle, where she played Annabelle.
Unfortunately, someone needed Swiffer wet jet refills, so she had to go to work as a Swiffer jet refill.
Unfortunately, the Lego factory called and they need her back so that way they can make more Legos that look like her. I don't know.
So,
That one just got away from me.
I thought it was hilarious that they were speaking their language like it's like this secret language that no one else knows. Like, yeah.
And Destiny's like, where's Morgan? I feel so bad. Where is she? It's like, okay, Destiny. Mm-hmm. Destiny seems nice and fun, but I don't really know what she's bringing to the show just yet. I'm figuring that out still.
Yeah, she cracks me up. I like when she judges people and, like, imitates them.
Yeah, judging is great on this show, and I wish there was more of it. So, speaking of which, now Rabbi Mike has emerged, and he's like, everyone, I've been through a lot this year. We've all been through a lot this year, but we've all come together to have an alibi for me for where I was when I hit sideswiped those 5 cars. MJ, I commend you for how strong you've been. It's been a tough year for you, and you've only had 3 chocolate croissants. I'm impressed by you.
I'm excited for next year. You're married. Thanks for being my friend. Cheers to Shams. So in the hospital, the baby making place, the baby store. Reza shows up wearing this tight silk camo jacket, and I just can't. Like, why would you want to have a baby with this man? Why?
I didn't even notice. I just was like, okay, it's another medical. Like, this show spends a lot of time in medical facilities. Like, over the years, like, I would say 60% of the scenes have taken place, like, in a waiting room or at a doctor's office. Like, a lot of time.
Well, that's why every Persian child parent wants their child to be a doctor, because that's all Persians do on this show is go to the doctor.
Yeah, apparently. So Reza and Adam, they're going to talk to an egg donor rep. And Rez is like, well, since we're going to see the egg donor rep, I just assume that Adam has the money to pay for it. I'm just going to assume that because that was the deal. And I'm not going to ask. I'm going to wait until he's humiliated on camera.
This bitch ain't cutting a check, bartering. This bitch ain't giving them a Rolex, okay? It is not being paid for by this one.
So bitch be like, getting involved in shampoo and conditioner. That's what a bitch be doing right now.
Can I have a baby that's grown with champagne? No.
Will this baby be investing in my shampoo as well? Well?
Will this baby have bedhead? No.
Will this baby be a better driver than Mike? Most certainly.
So Dr. Paramzar comes out, and he's got alcohol in his office, which is so madman. And they're cracking up at him. He's like, oh, you know, in case it is stressful, have you considered your egg donor? And Rez is like, we want a Caucasian. And we want it to be a boy and a girl. They will be carried, and there will be one from each of us. Because I am half Persian, and he is Caucasian. So if a Caucasian woman is the closest I will get to having a natural baby with Adam.
What? Yeah. No, basically he's saying that he's Persian. Adam is white. If it would be a half Persian baby, so they want to have a white egg, so that way Reza's semen.
But then what about Adam's baby? It's just going to be white.
Well, I don't understand. They should have like a Persian egg, so that way it could be like Adam's semen, Adam's sperm could be with a Persian egg, and then Reza's sperm could be with a white egg.
But you get a discount for the second egg, so maybe you just have to use the same person. Confused.
I don't know.
I'm very confused by all of
this. It's funny that Adam is being represented by the egg. we see where Reza has placed you in the relationship. You're the egg. So so then the cost is going to be $125,000, but if there'd be twins, it's going to go up to $15,000. And they'll be just more and more expensive. It's just going to be a big old expensive mess. So Adam's like, well, we both knew it would be expensive. And Rez is like, well, do you have the money for this expensive endeavor that surely you've been saving up for with your 9-to-5 regular person salary?
Not at this moment.
Well, do you have some of it? Half of it? A little bit of it? A percentage of it? How much? How much of my mother? Okay, if my mother's emerald was $15,000, how many of my mother's emeralds have you broken today?
I'm sure that if we are $15,000 short, we can just pawn my emerald and... Oh, I forgot. That's right.
So Adam's like, well, I don't have half yet. And he's like,
well, I feel really dirty for writing a check. My stomach is in knots. I am afraid of my husband.
Yeah. Hurricane Adam coming on through. Ain't nobody afraid of Adam.
It's like a gentle mist, but it's like a mist that like doesn't. He's like a San Francisco fog. It's like, oh, look at that fog. It's kind of cold. I kind of wish it were sunnier today. I feel like that fog is always coming in. Why do we always have this fog? I just want a sunny goddamn day for once.
So Reza has tried fighting with Adam in a restaurant. Adam will fight with him at a restaurant. He's tried just surprising Adam with news at a bachelor party on stage, thinking Adam won't yell at him on stage, and Adam heckled him and then stormed out. So now he's going to try it in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Surely he can't yell at me there. So he's like, okay, I spent $500,000 on shampoo. Sorry.
Yeah. And Adam's like, what? He's like, well, I wasn't going to tell you, so you should be happy that I was honest with you. And then Adam's, of course, like turning red, and Rez is like, well, if we want a kid, when the house is done, we can refinance it and pull a couple $100,000 out and then buy a kid then. He literally says, buy a kid. It's like so transactional. Like, this is someone who does not want to be a father, okay?
And Adam's treating it like one of his gold watches. Okay, that sounds like a plan. Okay, so yeah, that was really scary, huh?
And then Adam's like, okay. Rez is like, you've been pressuring me. And I'm like, I haven't been pressuring you. And then we see an extended montage of all the ways Adam has been pressuring Reza for the kid.
Yeah. He literally says on the tennis court, he's sitting down on the court and he goes, honey, I want a baby and I want one now.
No pressure, but I'm converting to Judaism to be a better parent to our child that we'll have someday. No pressure.
And Adam goes, you're also a little dramatic about this. And he goes, no, I'm not. I just invested 500 grand of my hard-earned money. It's like, so now, are you apologizing? Or are you going to use that as something that now we should feel sorry for you about? And Adam goes, that's our money, honey. And he's like, well, what in the world have I ever done to make you feel like this isn't 50-50? He's like, you literally just told me that you spent 500 grand without telling me. And he's like, good point. That is so white boy of you.
White people are like so logical. Persians be like, bitch, just spend $500,000. Let's slap some booty.
And that brings us to the end of the Shoals of Sunset. Go get tickets. We will be in New York City. Two dates. We have one date open Thursday, October 11th, so come get your tickets there. We're recapping Real Housewives of Dallas. Then in November, we're in Seattle, December in Nashville. And go get your Hey Bet shirts. You can find links to show tickets and links to buy shirts over at watchwhatcrappens.com, everybody.
Yeah, go get that stuff. And we are going to be back mañana to talk about Real Housewives of Dallas.
Bye.
Bye.
As a cattle farmer, calving season means long days. So when my head hits the pillow, I don't want nightmares about losing calves.
Vodafone helps farmers rest and work more efficiently with our market-leading Internet of Things network and MooCall, a device that sends alerts when a calf is on its way. Search Vodafone Business Solutions to discover how we're so much more than mobile. Vodafone. The future is exciting. Ready? Subject to area availability, minimum terms apply. Details at vodafone.co.uk. Business solutions.
Welcome to passengers joining the Now TV summer service to Streaming Central. In the entertainment carriage, we'll be serving over 300 box sets and the latest and best shows. Highlights include Supernatural Romance, A Discovery of Witches. Passengers are also invited to enjoy over 1,000 movies, including a trip to the dark side with Star Wars The Last Jedi and laugh-along adventure Jumanji. Welcome to the jungle. There's summer streaming sorted with Now TV.
18 plus month passes auto-renew, terms apply.